This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I didn't come to the academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here.
Young man with me today, carrying the town the football.
It's a fumble-a-ya.
Remember, I'm your commander in chief.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Does the president have confidence in the FDA's ability to deal with situations like this? And as he's been monitoring the situation, does he still have confidence in his FDA director?
Yes. Yes and yes.
We really do anticipate that within, you know, a few weeks, we'll have things back to normal.
My expectation is that within 2 months, we should be beyond normal and with a plethora.
What is a plethora?
Why, Wapo?
I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. How about everybody here at the Aviva Trattoria in Maynard? Give yourselves a hand today. We're having a good time. Grace and I, we're going to be here for another hour. If you're in the area, you can stop on by. We got any book? How many books we got? We have a few books left. We got enough books left. We got books left. We're giving away free books for any customer that comes in. And just stop by and check it out. The cake is gone, but there's still plenty of good food here, and it's a great place to have a cocktail or a full meal or an appetizer or whatever. It's the Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. 84. And if you're coming by, I just realized that this is a tourist attraction here too. A guy came by and said, "You got any Plug Uglies?" My book about the organized crime, the coffee table type book. And I said, "No, I don't think we do." And he said, "Page 26, there's a picture of a bullet-ridden body. It was discovered about 1,000 feet down the road." So I'm going to have to check that out. I can't. There's so many bullet-ridden bodies in Plug Uglies, I can't even remember which one this one happens to be. But I'll figure it out.
And Howie, everyone here, I know I say this at every remote, but everyone is so kind and so encouraging. So thank you all for coming out. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks. We do. We really appreciate it. 844-500-4242, 207, Eden Air Purifiers, maybe you've mentioned, but they're great to have for travel as well. We pack them, take up very little room, and plug them into our hotel room. They are great. They're great for, and they're great in the car, too. They plug into the car. Okay, time now for the Chump Line.
This is your old bud, Joe Brandon. Just wanted to wish you a merry anniversary today and make sure you enjoy the 4th of July festivities this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
He's not just your president. He's your commander-in-chief.
He's my commander-in-chief.
As he said today, he told the Cut 11.
By the way, once you're commissioned, remember, so don't ask me too tough a question, okay?
Oh, boy.
Do they still have the 5-year service commitment before you can resign your commission? Everyone resigned today. Put it in for, what, May 27th, 2027.
Grace, for your birthday, I saved up and got you a gallon of gas. You're welcome.
Wow, thank you so much. You shouldn't have. Splurging.
And again, congratulations to Joyce and Trudy, the winners of today's gas contest at the Howie Carr Show. Just sign up at HowieCarrShow.com, your email address, and you're entered to win on every weekday. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
We don't know for sure who's telling Biden what he can and can't do, but we know they use they and them pronouns.
Yes, they do. There is no question about that.
Hobbs is going to visit Texas to pontificate. And once again, he'll be a dollar short and a day late. Not enough gun laws is the cause, and will fail to address the shooter's mental state.
So true. I'm happy that I'm going to be off Sunday, so I don't have to listen to that. I guess I will have to listen to it eventually, but I don't have to pay that much attention to it. Can you imagine? Now that I think about it, he's going to Texas. So I guess we're going to have to hear his stories about how he used to pal around with Davy Crockett and Dave and Jim Bowie at the Alamo. Does he know General Santa Anna?
Joe Biden here. When I don't know what I'm talking about, and I know I don't know what I'm talking about, I yell.
Or I whisper.
No joke.
Yeah, those are his two main things, yelling and whispering.
I remember when I started out in the Senate, I was serving with a young man from Tennessee. His name was Davy Crockett. He only served two terms, and then he went to the Republic of Texas. He asked me to join him down there. He said Colonel Travis could use another good man. But I wanted to play Division I football with Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino.
Stop the whispering. Stop the whispering.
Would that Lawrence O'Donnell would say that tonight on his show.
Loving. Did you see Genghis Carr's bandaged nose? I figured since he used to pal around with rhinos such as Mitt Romney and Charlie Baker, Carr the Rhino was getting a rhinoplasty. But then I heard he was injured whilst arriving at the studio the other day. In fact, here's the footage.
Hey, you guys.
Marsha.
What?
Marsha Brady.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. By the way, 603 just had a really good point. Joe called himself the commander-in-chief just 48 hours after San Francisco has banned that word as being culturally inappropriate to Elizabeth Warren. How dare he?
What's the difference between the Italian mob and the Biden mob? The Italian's making an offer you can't refuse. The Biden's making an offer you can't understand.
Yeah. And you know, in spite of everything, at least over the last 10 years, I think the Biden mob has made more money than the Italian mob. For sure.
Joe Biden played Division I football. He played rugby. I don't think so. The only thing he plays is a fiddle, and he's fiddling while this country is going down the crapper.
413 just had another quote from Joe Biden's speech in Texas about how he knew Davy Crockett and General Santa Anna. Santa Anna was a bad dude.
Yes, Howie, W.C. Fields here. It's come to my attention that you've been trying to duplicate my nose.
Yes. I did it a few weeks ago. I had this cream on it that works on the skin cancer, and my nose turned a rosy crimson Tip O'Neill, Ted Kennedy, Bill Weld red. Now I'm going to have to put some around the side of my face, and the same thing's going to happen. But I got to do it. It's the price I pay for being Hibernian and spending time out in the sun as a kid.
Are you one of the folks in the community? Then you need to buy the book by the most popular governor in the country, Results by Charlie Baker. You won't be able to put this book down as you read Chapter 1, How One-Way Supermarket Aisles Save Lives. Chapter 4, Closing Churches but Leaving Liquor Stores Open for Self-Serve Communion. Chapter 6, Jab or No Job. And Chapter 7, Bankrupting Businesses to Slow the Spread. Results by Charlie Baker, available at bookstores everywhere. Just kidding, Charlie put them out of business 2 years ago.
I think there also needs to be a chapter on the weighing of the turkeys, the
yes.
Butterballs.
Yeah, Inspector Baker of the Turkey Police.
Yeah.
And how about one on Karen Polito and Marty Walsh, all these people who violated their own rules for thee, but not for me.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message, try the Chop Chumps. We post Chop Chumps around 7 o'clock every night, Eastern Time, weeknight Eastern Time. And those Chop Chumps are the messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard. Now it's an all-new Chump Line, the second Chump Line of the day, Chop Chumps. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line was brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Are you one of the folks in the community? Then you need to buy the book by the most popular governor in the country, Results by Charlie Baker. You won't be able to put this book down as you read Chapter 1, How One-Way Supermarket Aisles Save Lives. Chapter 4, Closing Churches but Leaving Liquor Stores Open for Self-Serve Communion. Chapter 6, Jab or No Job. And Chapter 7, Bankrupting Businesses to Slow the Spread. Results by Charlie Baker, available at bookstores everywhere. Just kidding, Charlie put them out of business 2 years ago.
Foreword by the New Bedford fisherman that he could never find after crying about him at a debate in 2014. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservatives, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. That's TuskBrowser.com. It really is good service and a good app. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the best short-term solution to school safety? Armed police, armed teachers, or locking the doors?
Locking the doors.
57% say locking the doors.
All right. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, happy birthday, Grace. Thank you for putting me on, Howie. Hey, Howie, these cuts have to go on to a big loop at the end of the Biden administration. I mean, has the graduating class ever gone over the hill at once?
It really is something. I mean, there's more. We haven't even played all the cuts, Zebra. We might as well play them all at this point. listen to the. Now he's bringing up Bo again here. I mean, again, he's bringing up. There are times for bringing up deceased friends or alleged friends in the case of John McCain or your children. This is not one of them. Cut number 9.
This is the class that earned a record number of wins against Army and the NSTAR competition. I hope my son up in heaven doesn't hear me saying that part. He's Army.
But what about his other son in rehab or at the Chateau Marmont with the Russian hooker? He was in the Naval Reserve, wasn't he? At least for a couple of months until they gave him 2 or 3 drug tests, all of which he failed miserably. But he probably roots for Navy, doesn't he? Oh, man. Okay. Cut 8.
After all this, class holds one of the fastest Herndon climbs in history.
4 days. They graduated in 4 days. They were the... who could even come close to that? He said they graduated in 4 days. And now he's going to tell us why he didn't take the appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy back in 1965 when he was 23 years old. Cut 4.
And he said, yes, just one thing. And he took the microphone. He said, you know, Joe, if you accepted my appointment to the academy,
his commission,
he said, you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty and I'd have no problems right now.
His commission? Yeah, I mean, he was in the Senate for 36 years. He's the one who's making the appointments, isn't he? Or he's one of the people making the appointments, the people from his home state, and he doesn't know doesn't know the difference between a commission and an appointment. One more. Cut 14.
The deadly pandemic has impacted not just our own schooling, but almost every aspect of our lives. Impacts of disruptions in the global supply chain, causing significant inflation. Accelerated a climate crisis that's leading to rising seas and more severe weather patterns around the globe.
Is there anything COVID can't do? It caused rising sea levels? Wait a second. I'm so old, I got to remember when Barack Obama won the California primary in 2008 and he announced this will be the beginning of the end of rising sea levels. And now we find out China causing a climate crisis. Wow. 844-500-4242. Carol, quickly.
Hi, Howie. I'm just wondering if all the psychotropic drugs they put kids on are affecting them, because those kids that shot up at Columbine School were at just the right age to have been, you know, the earliest generation put on those drugs. And your brain goes through synaptic periods of synaptic activation during development, and if you're on psychotropic drugs, it does, your brain doesn't go through those periods that it's supposed to go through. So, you know, I also want to wish Grace a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. You know, the thing is, I mean, there's so many factors here that have led to this impasse that we find ourselves in society, this downhill slide that we're on. But thank God Joe Biden is there to lead us in this moment of crisis. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. I got it right that time. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservatives, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the best short-term solution to school safety? Armed police, armed teachers, or locking the doors?
You know, here's a text from someone saying, I like the idea of giving non-lethal training and weapons, but that's not going to do any good. I mean, what good is not? You got to, if you're going to do it, you got to do guns, I think. But I'd say lock the doors.
57% say lock the doors.
And second?
24% say armed teachers.
All right. Another texter says, wouldn't naval graduates, officers like the idea of rising sea levels? Gives them more more territory as opposed to the Army, right? 844-500-4242. It's that time of the week. It's Friday evening. You know what that means.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear.
Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from the local police log or the local police blotter. They can be standalone stories from the daily or weekly newspaper that you read, or more and more on stuff you saw on the internet. And we ask you to send them to grace@HowieCarrShow. That's the email address, grace@HowieCarrShow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week. This is one of our most popular features of the show every week in terms of downloads later on. That's mainly the only way we can measure such things. And we read the runners-up first, and the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of your book, Kennedy Babylon. The first copy.
The first edition.
First one.
By the way, Joe Biden also told the Naval Academy advisor, the graduates, that he remembered advising Captain Quentin McHale.
All right, you ready, Howie, for the runners-up?
Yes.
This is the first one is just an update, because I think it's important that we keep people abreast of these stories. Public enemy number two, Kansas cops who were hunting the female perpetrator who defecated on and destroyed eight wigs in a beauty store. She has been caught. And I'm sure a lot of people were worried about
this.
What
was her name, by the way? Do we have her name?
They didn't release her name, Howie, but they did say, update, the person has been identified. Thank you for your help.
I saw a picture of her. I think the county commissioners have had to put in a special appropriation to increase the budget for the food at the jail.
Howard. Emporia man behind bars after car wrecked during police chase.
Is this another Kansas story?
Yes, it is. A lot going on in Kansas. just before 9:20 on Monday, they reported that an Altima car was missing. The driver, identified as Michael Chase, failed to yield and initiated a police chase.
Chase initiated a chase.
Yes. When they arrived, they found Chase, who was believed to be the driver in pursuit. And that's really the only reason I chose this story, was because of the name. So we don't need much of the other details. Suspect offers new age explanation for trespassing at closed Mexican eatery.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Taylor. Is that the new age explanation?
A trespassing suspect with his pants open explained to Florida police that he was doing a chant and was cleansing himself spiritually when he was discovered at 2:50 a.m. on the premises of a closed Mexican restaurant. Kenneth Gray tripped a silent alarm after jumping a fence early
after
Monday.
After tripping himself.
At the Red Mesa Cantina.
Mesa.
I'm like Dr. Jill.
He made a mess. He made a mess at the Mesa.
Yeah. Sorry, my Spanish is not great.
Did he have any cervezas? How many cervezas did he have before he broke in?
After being read his rights, Gray reportedly acknowledged trespassing and told police he was doing a chant and was cleansing himself spiritually. That's all the information we have for right now, but we will keep you posted. Woman gets away with theft, but foolishly returns for forgotten wallet. Officers responded to a Walmart.
That's it. This like the guys who go back of a deposit on one of their own deposit slips.
Happens more than you think.
It does.
The suspect was already gone from the business, so the suspect got away, but returned shortly after because she had left behind her wallet. She was subsequently charged for the $220 in theft of household items. That's the other thing, is if you leave it there, you can't come back for it. You know, you got to know that they're going to be waiting for you. Two arrested in Louisiana for illegally transporting house and abandoning it on the road.
Illegally
transporting
house.
Called a mobile home for a reason, isn't it?
No, this wasn't a mobile home. You know how sometimes you see those houses that are being moved from one spot to another?
Yeah, wide load.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what this was. Police in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, recently arrested two men in connection with an illegal heavy haul that resulted in property damage and a power outage at 3:30 a.m. on May 22nd.
You know you're having a bad day when your power gets knocked out by a stolen house.
They were responding to a report of an illegal transport of a house. When officers arrived on the scene, they found an abandoned truck, trailer, and house blocking the road. Professional booster with 108 arrests shoplifted from same UES store 10 times. This is from the New York Post. A woman who dubbed...
I was going to say New York or San Francisco, one or the other.
A woman who dubbed herself a professional booster after she was nabbed for shoplifting earlier this year has been arrested again.
I would think she'd get some kind of award from Dr. Fauci for being a professional booster.
She's a booster person. For allegedly robbing the same Manhattan drugstore 10 times. Michelle McKelly, 42, now has 108 arrests under her belt following her latest bust at a Rite Aid. She has 108 arrests, the Manhattan cop exclaimed. What are they waiting for? 200 arrests to hold her? When does it stop? It's making a mockery of the system. Would you like to know some of the items on her Rite Aid spree?
Yes.
Dozens of body washes, hair products, soaps, candy, and other items. And she also stole...
You're locking up my toothpaste. Yeah.
She also stole 10 summer coolers worth $350 on April 29th.
Wait, she stole coolers? They're kind of hard to put under your shirt.
You know what, Howie? You really have a knack for these things, because the next line is, it wasn't clear how she managed to take the large coolers from the store without detection.
Well, I am Inspector Carr, after all. I am not baffled. I am baffled as to how she got out of
it. Inspector Carr investigates.
Now, these are all separate incidents, but this one says, on May 17th, she allegedly used a suitcase. If you see someone showing up to a Rite Aid with a suitcase, an empty suitcase, red flag. You know. Wait, something's not right.
I tell you, you know, I know suitcases are big, but it still would be pretty tough to fit a cooler into a suitcase. Not to mention 10 coolers.
Suitcase McKelly. That's what they call her. She allegedly used a suitcase to steal denim leggings, multiple bottles of body wash, a number of air fresheners, and other products. Okay. Police Blotter Facts is brought to you by the 110 Grill with over 35 locations in the Northeast. You're sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too. They have a really great menu. It's very extensive. You can get all sorts of different things, and it's all very delicious. So if you're watching your waistline or if you just want to have a great night out, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. This is an interesting story. Guest drops Apple Watch on Epcot ride and jumps out to get it, then has $40,000 in fraudulent credit card charges. So a woman lost her watch on a ride at Epcot last month, and her husband, it was called, the ride was the Seas with Nemo and Friends, and her husband hopped off to get it because he saw that it fell, and they said, no, you can't get out of the ride. We'll get it for you. We'll bring it to security and give it back to
right.
you. And then she went to security, and they said, we don't have it. And so then she went back and she said, well, all my cards are linked on that watch. She went back to her room. No one had turned it in. The woman then found out that she was charged $40,000 of fraudulent charges on her card.
You know, the one time I had a credit card stolen, or the, you know, not, you know, they picked up the whatever the connection is so they could steal money from it. It was in Orlando. That was the one time it
ever
happened.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it happens everywhere, I guess. It's just a coincidence.
You know what it is? They've got professional boosters.
That's right.
And fraudsters.
Booster people.
Booster people and fraudsters. I saw this thing the other day, and this woman, it was a video, and she said, she was asking this other woman how she paid for her car, and the woman said, oh, I'm a hooker. And she said, you're a hooker. I'm a fraudster. And she said, oh, you're a fraudster. And she goes, it's really hard now because of all the chips, like all the computers. I think about that during police blotter, you know?
But you know, the thing is, you've still got all these relief programs. I've actually got, I may switch my column to the Biden commencement speech. It's just so good. But there are so many scams going on right now with all these government programs. I had you print some up.
I could have used
today.
A lot of those in police blotter. I mean, I think you should write about that. Those were really good stories.
You need them today?
No, I've got okay. Two really good winners, so I want to save time, including, well, I won't give it away. People are going to want to hear these.
They've got so many scams, and I thought I was just going to do it on the COVID relief programs. You know, they get the unemployment racket, and then there's the grift with, the payroll protection program. And some people are working both of them. But there's all kinds of other programs. There's one called the Mules. I forget what kind it is, but you're taking, oh, FEMA. You'd be a FEMA mule. Somehow you get phony payments from FEMA, and then you shift them around like this. And they caught a woman from Maine who was 58, and she met somebody on the internet, and she was running all this money for them. And then they got a police captain a couple of weeks ago, I think up somewhere north of the city. Who was running a scam on mass saves? You know the energy saving programs. The guy had stolen allegedly millions of dollars. Every one of these programs, Biden's always saying, "We're going to get this program. We're going to get that program." I'm just thinking, you know, that jing, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. It's like blowing a dog whistle for fraudsters. It's amazing how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, you can always write the Biden one now and then use that one midweek.
Yeah. Yeah. This is too good. Taylor, can you send me all these cuts, all 21 of these cuts? These are just amazing. Oh. All right. Okay. We're going to go to the break, 844-500-4242, and we'll be right back with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday. And we're leaving at 6 o'clock, Grace and I. We want to thank everybody here at Aviva, though. Thank you. Thanks to the staff. They did a great job, and thanks to everybody who's turned out. We've had a great time here today, and get down to Aviva Trattoria. It's a great place. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a warrior. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
All right, we're back on the air, and we'll sign some more books and get everything done, you know, when we wrap up here. Today's poll question, I have to do it one more time because I'm going to be gone in the next hour. Taylor's going to be taking over. Taylor's going to be sending me, I hope, the Biden cuts from this afternoon so I can get another column out of them.
And Taylor, everyone's been asking for you today, by the way.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh, round of applause for Taylor.
All right, let's read the poll question. We've got limited time. Get
today's
the
poll. Today's poll question is brought to you. He's trying to get rid of us. Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservatives, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the best short-term solution to school safety? Armed police, armed teachers, or locking the doors?
I am going to say locking the doors.
57% say locking the doors.
All right, let's do the winners really quick here. Retiree in Speedo exposed self on beach, proving again that Florida man plus Speedo equals trouble.
Beware, beware, beware.
Yeah, see, everyone here. here didn't think they were going to get that song, but I made sure I had one.
I don't think you have to be a Florida man to get into trouble with a Speedo. I think Speedos are trouble anywhere.
Charles Hickson was busted Tuesday afternoon for indecent exposure following an incident at Sunset Beach in Tarpon Springs, a Tampa suburb. Okay, now this next one's really good, and I want to make sure I have it. Florida woman at McDonald's flips out over wrong order, calls 911, and twerks. The woman intended to pick up her order of a Happy Meal, a chocolate shake, a filet of fish sandwich, tea, and fries. What an interesting order that is.
What is it again?
A Happy Meal, a chocolate shake, a filet of fish, tea, and French fries.
I think she'd been sampling a little Texas tea before she made her order.
When she arrived at the drive-thru, she was directed to pull up to the third window. Instead, she ignored the directions, parked her car, and entered the restaurant to address the mistake. And she began flipping out. I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run a bleeping McDonald's. I want my money. They tried to cheat me out of my money. Before she left, she knocked over some food condiments from the counter and threw some cups. And then as she was heading out, she began twerking.
This is why I am strictly a drive-thru guy.
And Howie, I just wanted to give you a little bit of time to thank everybody and wrap it up.
Okay, we really appreciate everybody who came out today. Give yourselves a round of applause. Eviva Trattoria is a great place, and you know, if you're looking for any kind of catering any time this summer for any graduation parties, if anyone's coming home from the Naval Academy after that magnificent oration today, you know, this is a great place to get the catering from, and they got five locations, and Father's Day is coming up. It's a great place to take dear old dad. And Taylor is coming up next, and he's going to have a great, great show for you. And Grace and I will be saying goodbye now. And happy birthday, Grace.
Thank you very much, and thank you to
Give Grace a round of applause for her birthday, her 30th birthday.
Thank you to all of you for coming, and thank you to all the servers here today for doing such a great job for us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and Grace, one last bit of advice. As the yippies used to say in the 60s, never trust anyone over 30.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Except me. You can trust me. I'm not like the others. I'm Howie Carr.